This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2002. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded October 3rd, Albania, Antarctica, Australia, Austria, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Finland, France, Germany, Japan, Korea North and South, Mali, New Zealand, North America, Oman, Papua New Guinea, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Spain, Thailand, Turkey, USA, Vietnam, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Wolfgang Büchel in Germany is very impressed with how accurate shortwave frequencies are from China, right on the mark, 0.000. However, on October 1st, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria was hearing the Albanian relay 2 kilohertz off, 9592, from 05 to 07 UT in Arabic. And it stayed on the air with no modulation for another 25 minutes. Wolfgang Büchel suggests that because it was the 70th anniversary of the so-called People's Republic in China, that the operators may have been drinking a bit too much, causing them to make some errors. As of October 3rd, there had been no further reports of LRA 36 Antarctica for the past week, since it had been expanding its hours on the air following their very special broadcast on September 21st. However, on October 3rd at 1336, I was able to detect its just barely audible off-frequency carrier on 15475.979. Upon Asilo Mar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports respectable reception for such a low-powered station as 4KZ in Queensland on 5055. He was hearing it September 25th from 1052 randomly until it went off 25 seconds past 1246. They were playing a variety of pop songs which he was able to identify, news, weather, and sea conditions at 1100 UT, and some commercials. Furthermore, on September 28th, another day of identifying their pop songs, he says, starting at 1122. Manuel Mendez reminds us of the monthly broadcast of Radio Joystick, the Charlie Prince show, originating in Germany apparently, but with a 100 kilowatt transmitter in Austria on 7330. It's at 1000 UT, Sunday, October 6th. I seldom hear Radio Pio 12 Bolivia, but on September 29th at midnight 54, there was a very poor split channel carrier just where it has always been, too close to WRMI, 5952.474, and apparently went off a few minutes later amid the splash from Miami. It is in fact scheduled between 10 and 01 UT. I expect reception would be better starting at 1000. As I mentioned last week, Amanda Dawn Christie has scheduled some special shortwave broadcasts in conjunction with her film Spectres of Shortwave, including the showing in Winnipeg, which in fact was being heard via Armenia on 7475, starting at midnight UT, September 28th. At least in South America, where it was aimed, I could barely hear a carrier, nor did I expect to hear any more on that particular broadcast. But she has a lot of dissatisfied listeners after having promised to QSL this and previous special shortwave broadcasts. So Richard Langley, also from New Brunswick, has checked her Twitter feed and found her explanation of what's going on. The latest one from September 26th says, for those tuned in and sent reception reports from the simulcast in Uzbekistan, accompanying the Toronto screening in April, I've not forgotten about your cards. I still have cards to send you. And also for the HARP transmission in March. Those are still in the design process. On August 14th, she said, QSL card design is back to the drawing board. Now as we decide to revamp the website and create a separate online reception report repository, we want design consistency across it all. We hope to have QSLs out in the mail by the end of October. So as Mick Dummage says, we need to be patient. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. More of the same I mentioned last week, but this week I'll try to deal with something else. For example, the English broadcast at 0537 UT September 29th was on the wrong frequency, 5990 instead of 6000. 5990 is supposed to be used only for the Chinese relays at 23 until 01. The English broadcast at 19 to 20 has had some strange anomalies. October 1st, halfway through it, there was dead air on 15370 and 15140. But October 2nd, during the same hour, both frequencies were modulating and in English, despite the fact that 15370 is supposed to be in other languages. On October 3rd, 15140 was in English, while 15370 was in Arabic. Currently, the best frequency by far for the English block at 05 to 07 from Havana is 6100. October 3rd at 0537, I was surprised to hear the weekend edition of DXers Unlimited. They must have been playing back a tape from UT Monday on UT Thursday. Manuel Mendez reminds us that since it's the first Saturday in October on the 5th, it's time for another monthly broadcast from Finland's Scandinavian Weekend Radio. Very low power. Their schedule on the website still shows on the air from 2200 UT on Friday to 2200 on Saturday. But in the summer, Finland is on UT plus 3 daylight time, so I think the correct time should be from 2100 to 2100. No point in going into the precise frequency schedule because they don't always follow it, but there'll be on one frequency in the 25-meter band and another on the 49, so check all four of them whenever you're trying, and watch out for heavy interference from high-powered broadcasters, 11720, 11690, 6170, and 5980. And furthermore, Scandinavian Weekend Radio has also been reported slightly off frequency will be helpful in identifying it. 2 weeks ago, we mentioned some special broadcasts scheduled from France, coverage of a yacht race. However, it has been delayed at least twice due to weather. As of October 2nd, however, it seemed to be on, according to their website, for October 5th. The waiting game is over, they said, for 87 sailors competing in the 22nd edition of the Mini Transat at La Boulangère, initially scheduled for Sunday, 22 September. The first leg to Gran Canaria will start on Saturday, 5 October, at 10:30 local time, I guess, meaning 08:30 UT. However, the special broadcasts about this were to be 1 hour only at 15 UT, all via Issoudun, France, on 5970 and 13730, and in DRM on 6105 and 15300. In the British DX Club, Dave Kenny caught an initial test broadcast already on 5970 on September 29th at 1520, with weather reports in French and English. It's not clear to me how long the actual race will last. However, the frequencies have been reserved through the 13th of October. On Thursday, October 3rd, I was not hearing Chocaze or Seabreeze for its Thursday English broadcast, where I was expecting it before 14 UT, 5980, as they've made another frequency change, as they do about once a month. Ron Howard has the details, although he was not monitoring on that date. He got from Hiroshi in Japan. The 13 UT broadcast has made more poor frequency assignments, 5935, which is Tibet's frequency, and 6040, bothered by strong Korean clandestine on 6045 and jamming. And there's also Nemengu on 6040 itself. The following broadcast in Japanese only at 1405 to 1435 is moved to 6070 and 6165. On October 1st, I also heard something new on 5990, frequency unoccupied before at 1311 UT. That was soon identified by Ron Howard as one of the South Korean clandestines. It seems they had moved some but not all of their frequencies 5 kilohertz lower, presumably to avoid jamming. They might move again once the jamming catches up with them. It's Echo of Hope, abbreviated VOH, down from 5995. Also on 3980 instead of 3985. and on 6348 instead of 6350, a 2 kHz move in that case. I think they've used that split frequency before. But they remain on unchanged 4885, 6250, and 9100. While the other station, Voice of the People, is moved from 3910 to 3905, from 3480 to 3475, and from 6600 to 6595, but no change on 3930, 4450, or 6520. And he credits timely alerts from Hiroshi in Japan, as well as Hiroyuki Komatsuwara. Radio Mali has a weekly broadcast in English, not at a time we can hear it directly in North America. But Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, I automatically record this program on 5995 every Saturday using the U20 SDR. On 28 September, the signal was a bit better than it had been and could be understood with concentration, but still tough going. It started about 1850 UT with an announcement in French of the upcoming program, news and commentary, closing announcement at 1908 UT and into music. New Zealand and non in the world of horology, it's time for daylight shifting down under. New Zealand went on DST already September 29th, UT plus 13, as absurd as that may seem. This means that any shortwave programming taken directly from RNZ National now appears one real UT hour earlier. This also may require juggling of some other programming. However, I see no changes yet in their frequency schedule. Down Under is uncoordinated as to DST since it does not begin until a week later, October 6th, in parts of Australia which observe it, that is, South Australia, Victoria, Tasmania, and New South Wales. And by the way, did you know that according to a map at timeanddate.com, there's a small enclave in the southeast corner of Western Australia with its very own time zone of UT plus 8 hours and 45 minutes. That would make it halfway between Western Australia at plus 8 and South Australia during standard time at plus 9.5. It's spelled E-U-C-L-A, and it must have an interesting story behind that. While we're in the Southern Hemisphere, what about Brazil, which has been going on daylight shifting time in part of the country? Well, timeanddate.com says Brazil will not change clocks this summer. It would have gone into effect on November 3rd until February 16th, but according to the latest announcements from the government, DST will not be observed this year, and it's still unclear whether it will be abolished permanently. This would have had quite an effect on scheduling of shortwave programming from Brazil. The Michigan ARE tip sheet, Rob Ross in London, Ontario, reports hearing a North American pirate, not clear whether it's in Canada or the U.S., on 1710 kHz, called Radio Corsair, that is C-O-R-S-A-I-R, which means pirate. This was UT September 25th at midnight 23 with avant-garde electronic instrumental music. They invited email reports to radiocorsair at protonmail.com, went off the air without sign-off at 01:53. Fairly strong signal peaking at S9. He got a pseudo QSL from Radio Corsair, claiming they were using 500 watts from a site approximately 425 miles away from him in London. It was first heard by Tim Tromp in Michigan and then also by Neil Wolfish in Ontario. On September 27th, Walt Samaniv in BC says, YHWH missing again. No one has been hearing station YHWH lately, apparently on another sabbatical. That, of course, was primarily on 7470 at variable times around 03 to 04 UT. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2002. A non-commercial service, also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com or .org, and the non-commercial publication, DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week for financial support from Scott Gamble, who sent a generous contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. He says, congratulations on the 2000th episode of World of Radio. Thanks for all your hard work and congratulations. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. By the way, one of our numerous expenses, which keeps going up, is merely renting that P.O. Box. And by the way, one of our numerous services via our website is the station hit list, which is actually compiled by Alan Rowe in England, and it's just been updated again. It's a quick way to link to shortwave stations and their various pages, including programming and frequency information. It's www.w4uvh.net/hitlist.htm. Radio Sultanate of Oman is extremely unreliable. You never know what they'll be doing from one day or one hour to the next on their apparently only active shortwave frequency, occasionally 9620. English is supposedly scheduled for an hour at 14 UT. On October 3rd, Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, reports they actually did broadcast in English, but stayed in English after 1500 instead of Arabic. But watch out for other stations also on 9620. Ron Howard reports on the missionary station in Papua New Guinea on 7325, One Talk Radio Light. We hadn't been sure whether they were active, but during a one-minute break in transmission from China Radio International, September 27th at 1257, he was hearing a weak carrier on that frequency but could not make out any audio, presumably low power and suspected of being One Talk Radio Light, thanks to an alert from Hiroyuki Komatsuwara in Japan. Mike Cooper sends a Reuters story of September 27th. Russia's parliament will ask the foreign ministry to consider revoking German broadcaster Deutsche Welle's right to work in the country for breaking Russian laws. Russian news agency cited a senior lawmaker as saying, Vasily Piskarev said a parliamentary investigation had found cases in which DW had urged Russians to attend an unauthorized protest this summer, TASS, RIA, and other agencies reported. There was no immediate comment from the broadcaster. He said the parliamentary investigation would also look into whether coverage by Britain's BBC and U.S. Radio Liberty had breached Russian election law. And so it goes in a police state. Rusty X has another version of this, including this item. Parliamentarians felt DW's actions showed signs of justification for extremism. Tim Bucknall forwards to the Harmonics Group an item originally from the VHF Skip Group, dated September 30th, from someone in the Eastern Mediterranean named Paul, who has been DXing above 30 megahertz. And in fact, he heard the second harmonic of Saudi Arabia on 35.41 megahertz. That's 2x17.705. As of October 2nd, I've not been hearing these frequencies from Spain for Africa, 11670. Apparently one of their transmitters is out of order, but the other three frequencies are rather unreliable as well. I mentioned last week that 12030 was in dead air for a couple of days when I checked, and that was again the case on October 2nd after 2100. But at that time, our North American frequency, 9690, was off the air, while 11940 for South America was the only one which was on the air and modulating. However, a sesquihour earlier on that same date at 1930, Wolfgang Büschel said the only one not on the air was 11670. The other three were on and modulating during a silly ball game. Following our report last week that Radio Thailand would be replacing three of its 15-minute language segments with English, Ron Howard confirms on October 1st, 5875 was in English at 1145, replacing Burmese, which was still being heard the day before. Reception not nearly as good as the previous 1130 segment in Lao, probably because of a different antenna azimuth. They do make quick antenna beam changes between languages. And Ron says here's an explanation from Hiroyuki Komatsubara regarding those changes. For overseas broadcast, it seems that programs in some languages will be suspended from October 1st due to program reorganization. There seems to be time to replace them with an English program. The period seems to be undecided. Many, but not all, Voice of Turkey transmissions are being reported missing by Wolfgang Büschel and Ivo Ivanov, and or in some cases frequencies wandering all over the band from their proper spot, not just by a few hertz or 0.7 kilohertz offsets as before. Something's very wrong at the Emirlar transmitter site of Voice of Turkey. All the details in the next DX Listening Digest when published, number 19-40 via worldofradio.com. Propagation is so poor these days that there are hardly any signals to be heard on the 17 or 21 MHz broadcast bands or the 18 or 21 MHz amateur bands. However, I still check the 18 MHz band at times, September 27th at 2158 on 18150 upper. I was hearing CQDX from KM6TS. Could it be Midway Island? No, this guy is in Palmdale, California, but it was a bit of sporadic E. Jim K5JG replies to my lament about KM6 calls no longer being Midway. Changing the prefixes for overseas entities was done around 1979 and 80, when the entire ham radio call sign structure was changed. I read at the time that the FCC was forecasting they were just a few years away from running out of call signs under the old structure, and came up with the new scheme to mitigate that. It always seemed exotic and exciting to hear KM6 Midway, KX6 Kwajalein, KC6 Eastern Carolyn Islands, KG6 Guam, KW6 Wake Island, or KV4 Virgin Islands. Note that some Pacific Island entities that were U.S. possessions are now independent and have non-U.S. prefixes. Nowadays, KH-something and KP-something are just boring. When the restructuring occurred, no one was forced to change their existing call sign, as it only applied to new call signs. Not only is it theoretically possible for a Guam Islander with an old KG6 call to fall right between two California KG6 calls in the FCC database, but one could contact two Guam stations in a row, one a KG6 and the other a KH2, making things even more confusing. A tip for those of you who would like to hear World of Radio on a Saturday evening, at least in eastern North America, now your best chance is WA0RCR in Wentzville, Missouri, 1860 AM. We're scheduled there nominally at 0315 UT Sundays, but tune in a bit earlier or later to be safe. This gets out surprisingly well, especially if you don't have any storm noise nearby. In Europe, your best bet to hear us via WRMI may be on one of the 7780 transmissions, which are aimed right at Europe, such as Sunday at 2130 UT. But an even stronger signal across Europe comes Mondays at 18:16.5 from IRRS via Romania. Ivo Ivanov says it's aimed 300 degrees, which is right toward London and Miami. As of October 3rd, it seems there has been no activity from the superstation at WBCQ 9330, nor have there been any twits from Alan Weiner about it. So they're still having problems, it seems. As I recall, the original target date for the Flat Earth World's Last Chance Ministries, which is paying for it, to start broadcasting on that transmitter was in July. I have noticed that some other WBCQ frequencies have been tweaked. 5130 is now just slightly on the low side after having been considerably on the plus side. WRNO had been missing for a week or few from 7505, but Walt Salmon, even I found it finally back on the air, UD September 29th, after 0100, and only 2 or 3 hertz above frequency. After an inexplicable spell on 15550 USB, WJHR in Florida was back on 15555 October 1st at 1929, barely audible, but definitely there. It must have been getting a sporadic E-boost over a 740-mile path, as WEWN in Alabama, its closest shortwave neighbor on 15610, was way above normal at 20 over 9. September 30th at 0610 UT, I was hearing music overriding my nearby talker WBAP Fort Worth on 820 kHz, which normally owns the frequency at night. I soon heard a singing ID as WWBA and a gospel country song. That's the Largo, Florida station near Tampa, St. Petersburg, which has 50 kilowatts day power and supposedly 1 kilowatt at night, but it had to be on day power instead. And the day pattern is north-northwest, south-southeast, not so good for us, so possibly even running non-directional. I was hearing them again the following night, October 1st, at 0609, and it soon became clear that it was being heard all over North America, thanks to running 50 kilowatts at night, including this report from Mike Cherry, VE7SKA, on Salt Spring Island, BC, in the IRCA list. WWBA has been running unauthorized 50 kilowatt day power instead of 1 kilowatt. During plenty of pauses from semi-local KGNW Seattle, I could hear the country music from WWBA fading in and out, as well as WBAP in the background. Around sunrise here on 870, I've been hearing Spanish religion from due south, which has to be KFJZ, Fort Worth, Texas. Finally heard a slogan ID, at least, on October 2nd. It's Radio Libertad 870 AM. That was October 2nd at 1230 UT. 24 hours earlier on 880, I was hearing an ID from the Western Indian Network for KTBA 760, KHAC 880, and KWIM 104.9. All in English, then Ask Pastor Mike About Suicide. That's KHAC officially in Cebonito, New Mexico, and obviously running its 10 kilowatt day power well before sunrise, which is not until 13:15 in October. I also reconfirmed that KHAC is now running double sideband instead of upper sideband only. Another station which should not be heard at all in the middle of the night is KEXS Excelsior Springs in the Kansas City market on 1090 kHz. October 1st at 06:19 it was making a heavy fade with KAAY Little Rock, which is authorized to broadcast at night. KEXS is an EWTN station. On September 27th, I reconfirmed yet another 50 kilowatt daytimer, which is broadcasting at night, as first heard two sesquimonths ago in June, 1210 WJNL in the Traverse City Market, Michigan, a multi-station ID just before 0600. I recently had Vietnamese interference to KOKC 1520 Oklahoma City around sunrise, coming from KYND in the Houston Market, Texas, but no sign of that on October 2nd. Stephen Luce in Houston says KYND has been off the air since September 25th and it had been unreliable. Not clear whether that had something to do with the flooding around Houston. September 27th at 1304, Ron Howard was hearing the Voice of Vietnam Leapfrog mixing product in the ham band on 7155. That is, their transmitters on 7285 and 7220 mixing together. He also heard this several months ago. And Ron Howard reports on Radio 1, ZNBC 1 in Zambia, on 5915. On October 3rd, it started sometime between 0315 and 322 with African pop music, a call-in show in vernacular. At 0359, a series of commercials, an ID for Radio 1, announcers chatting. 0413 to 20, a long promo for the often-heard Go TV, starting and ending in English, but mostly in vernacular. GoTV entertaining Zambia. At 0420, the African fish, eagle, and music before the news. Last checked at 0445 to find them off the air. It was a day with decent reception and another day when they were operating less than 24 hours. He says it's always enjoyable to hear them with that GoTV promo as it's partly in English. The propagation alert from Boulder issued September 30th. Geomagnetic field reaching G1 minor storm levels, peaking October 25th with ANK indices of 25 and 5. Solar flux, 68. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2002 with a standard disclaimer. I say again, standard disclaimer.